Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
As we are making our way through the book of Psalms, we're seeing the heart of David as he lifts up his voice to the Lord with words of praise and of worship and of adoration, with a heart that is overflowing with joy, despite the difficulty of the circumstances in which he found himself. And if Psalm 3 is entitled A Morning Prayer of Trust in God, then certainly Psalm 4 can be entitled an evening prayer. As it says in Psalm 113, verse 3, from morning until evening, from the rising of the sun until the setting of the sun, the name of the Lord is to be praised. And perhaps these two psalms, Psalm 3 and Psalm 4, were prayed by David and were written down by him during the same time in his life as David expressed his love and his trust in the Lord despite the continual attacks against him. And so it is with those of us who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. After a long day of challenges in our lives, we need to end our day in prayer so that we might get a good night's sleep and wake up in the morning feeling refreshed and alert and ready to face another day. Because the quality of our rest is not just about the amount of time that we spend in uninterrupted sleep. It is about entrusting ourselves to the Lord. It is about letting go of the anxiety, of the things that are on our mind and are weighing down upon us. It's about resting. It is about resting in the Lord. And so in verse 1 of Psalm 4, at the end of the day, David prays and he says, "Answer me when I call. Anah," in Hebrew, "in your mercy, respond to me as you have done in the past, O God Almighty. For you are the author and the sustainer of my righteousness, of my very life. I can only do what is right because of you. So, Lord, I come to you. I appeal to you, and not to men. For men and women can be harsh at times. They can be cruel, and they can be unfeeling. But you, Lord, you're a gracious God. You are a God who is full of mercy, and you know that I am just dust. And in the past, you have relieved me in my distress." Rahev in Hebrew. It is a military term. I was surrounded by my enemies. I was in trouble, with no way out, with no way to escape. But you, You, Lord, brought me forth to a place of safety and of joy and of comfort. So once again, be gracious to me, Hanan in Hebrew, as a gift to a sinner like me. Show favor to me and hear my cries, hear my prayers to you. For we all need the mercy of God, don't we? And then in verse 2, after speaking to the Lord in prayer, David leads us onto the field of battle. And so he boldly says to his enemies, O sons of men, you who are great and who are powerful, you who are well connected and successful, you are in reality just foolish men. How long will my honor become a reproach to you? Kelemah in Hebrew. How long will you continue to heap disgrace and ridicule upon me? How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception as the focus of your lives? Kasav in Hebrew. How long will you rise up each day and speak lies? Selah, it says in Hebrew at the end of verse 2. Pause for a moment and think about what you are doing. Do you not know? Do you not understand that you are heading down the road to your own destruction? Do you not know, he says in verse 3, that the Lord God has set apart and separated the godly man and the godly woman for himself? And that the Lord hears me when I cry out and when I call to him. The Lord Jesus Christ knows those who belong to him. And to fight against those for whom he has died is to fight against God himself. And that is a staggering thought, isn't it? And so he will avenge his own who cry out to him day and night, we're told in Luke chapter 18. So, think about what you are about to do before you do it. Think about what you are about to say before you say it. And the psalmist says in verse 4, tremble, rages in Hebrew. Shake with fear before the Lord and change your ways and do not sin. Meditate in your heart, amer, reflect upon your life as you are upon your bed and be still. And again, it says, Selah, pause for a moment and offer to the Lord the sacrifices of righteousness. Do what is right. Do what is good. Do what is pure before the Lord and trust in him. Trust, batak in Hebrew. Have confidence in him. Have confidence in the sacrifice of the Lord. Trust in the Lamb of God. Trust in Christ Jesus for the salvation of your eternal soul. And he adds this in verse 6. Do not be like many men and women who are never satisfied and who are constantly saying this. Who will show us any good thing? Those who look here, look there, look everywhere, but who never look to God in Christ. for rest and for peace and for forgiveness. And so along with the psalmist, we pray and we say, lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord God, and we will be satisfied. For you have put gladness, simcha, exceeding joy in our heart, more than the riches, more than the blessings of this world, even when they are multiplied to us. More than when the grain and the new wine abound. So, Lord, with the light of your face shining upon us, the psalmist concludes in verse 8, we are in perfect peace. So he says, I will both lie down to rest without fear, and I will sleep in peace throughout the night. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell and remain in safety. Yes, in order to get a good night's sleep. Because my heart is steadfast. My heart is steadfast, and I am single-minded and unwavering. Because I trust in you. Because we trust in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Good night and amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.